the radio show for this hour of a lovely Tuesday night, hosted by yours truly, DJ PJ, aka Paul Johnson, on the board. And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hope you are all doing very well tonight. I'm doing all right. I have a lot of work to do, but this is, as it is every week, this is my escape from that to just, you know, kind of unwind and listen to some good music. And there's been a lot of that over the last couple of weeks for me, since I wasn't able to be on last week, since I was on Thanksgiving break. But we are back in the studio. I'm actually not going to be here next week as well, because I'm going to an Alex G concert in Brooklyn next Tuesday. So very excited about that. But sadly, I won't be able to do my show. So it's going to be a real packed one today. So we're gonna try to get right on rolling with some new music. I think I had mentioned last time when I was playing some Big Thief that I was surprised that their most recent album had been so long ago, and I was just blind to the fact that they had some singles coming out for their new album that's going to be coming out relatively soon, I think, or maybe. Let me see. It's called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, which actually I realized in listening to Adrienne Lenker, her songs album. She's the lead singer for Big Thief. She mentions Dragon New Warm Mountain in one of those songs. So I didn't go back to it and like try to figure out what that meant. But I think it's kind of a cool title for an album. Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. And it's got a T-Rex and an owl and a bear holding the guitar and a little bird, all hand-drawn in pencil, sitting around a campfire, just having a grand old time. So this is one of the singles that has come out from this album so far. I really enjoy it. It's going to be the opening track on the album, and it's called Change. So I hope you all enjoy. This is Change by Big Thief.
Okay. The wind, like the water, like skin. Change, like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Would you live forever, never die? While everything around passes, would you smile forever, never cry? While everything you know passes, death's like a door to a place we've never been before. Death like space, the deep sea, a suitcase. Would you stare forever at the sun? Never watch the moon rising? Would you walk forever in the light to never learn the secret? of the quiet night. Still like a stone, like a hill, like home. Still what I find is you are always on my mind. Could I feel happy for you when I hear you talk with her? Could I set everything free when I watch you holding her the way you once held me? Change like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Death like a door to a place we've never been before. Would you live forever, never die, while everything around passes? Would you smile forever, never cry?
We have it, Changed by Big Thief. Really love that one, especially when they come in with the harmonies on the chorus. It's just a really nice song, and I'm hotly anticipating this album just because I love everything that they do. So definitely check it out. There's five songs already released from the album. Let me see when it's coming out, because I think it's very actually it might be next year sometime. Let me see 1 second. Oh, where is it? Well, I guess as I'm finding that, I will introduce the next song. In the spirit of going to Alex G, next week, with many of my friends, I'm going to play a song, recommended to me, to me by my very good friend, Lindy Harris, who's tuned in right now. And it's a song from his first album back in 2010, Race, which has, I'd say, has its rough patches, but definitely showed the kind of like bedroom artist that Alex G was to become. And, you know, it was just a glimpse into the massive fame that he has accumulated since then. So here we are with that. Although, oh, I found it. So Dragon Noir Mountain, I Believe in You by Big Thief. That's coming up February 11th, 2022. So mark your calendars, everyone. All right. Now here we are with Let It Go by Alex G.
It's a really big car, it's a really big part of a really big heart. Are you really there? Are you really there?
sorry about your son. I heard he was a lot of fun. And I'm sorry about the way that he ran away. Just a race, you can let it go.
Let it go, Alex Shi. Great one. All right, next up, I have a song from one of my favorite artists and hopefully future wife, Charlie XCX. On her album Charlie in 2019, I think her song, the second song in the album, Gone, which is her and Christine and the Queens, I think was the best pop song of that year. And maybe beyond that, it's incredible. And Charlie is actually coming out with a new album that was like kind of leaked by her label, apparently. She didn't necessarily sign off on it being totally outed, but it's called Crash. The album's called Crash, and she's come out with two singles so far, good ones. And this song, New Shapes, which is her getting back together with Christine and the Queens and adding on Caroline Polachek. And I can't get enough of this song right now. I really love it. So, you know, maybe another contender for Pop Song of the Year. So here we are with New Shapes by Charlie XCX.
What you want? I ain't got it. What you want? What you want? I ain't got it. What you want? I ain't got it.
What you want?
absolute slapper. Those synths, man, they just hit. Oof, so good. I'm pumped for that album as well. All right, now we're going to do a little throwback to my childhood. I don't know why, but this song popped into my head a couple days ago, and it took a long time for me to get it out, just because I think it's really a good one. It's a little corny, especially just kind of like thinking back to the time of when like this song was everywhere, and I don't know, but it's a good one. The classics, Hoobastank. I honestly don't know any other songs that they've written besides this one. Yeah, I don't think there's much, but The Reason by Hoobastank, great one. And I've loved listening to it a couple times for the first time in, I'd say, probably like 10 or 15 years. So here we are with The Reason by Hoobastank. That's the original recording, by the way. But I continue learning. I never meant to do those things to you. And so I have to say before I go.
Yeah. truly could not help myself from just screaming that song in the station right now. I don't think I ever actually like owned that song or down. I mean, it would have been like me purchasing it back in the day. But man, it sticks with you. It's a good one. All right, now we're gonna go and take it down a little bit to some Elliott Smith, whom I love. You know, sometimes you have those days when you just gotta listen to a lot of Elliott Smith, and I'd say this was probably one of those days today. But I'm feeling a little better. Although, yeah, I don't know. I don't need to get into it, but I'll let the song speak for itself. It's "Punch and Judy" by Elliott Smith, one of the great songs off of Either Or, my favorite album by Elliott Smith. Here we go.
Wallflower punch talks to Judy in a crowded corner. Anybody can listen in, but they don't read page to page or speak easy.
His voice is just so beautiful and raw. I love it. All right. Next up, I'm going to play some new music coming from Micaiah McRaven, who's a Chicago drummer, jazz drummer. He came out with this album, Deciphering the Message, which I quite enjoy. And I'll just play it and then talk a little bit after, because I have a connection into the next song as well. So, here we have Tranquility by Micaiah McRaven from Deciphering the Message.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to say good evening to you and welcome to the Jazz Corner of the World. Bruno Records presenting to you the Baron John Carter. So let's all get together from the Jazz Corner of the World and give them a great big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
So that was a cut off of the new Micaiah McRaven album. Oh man, it's gone now. Well, there's a new Micaiah McRaven album, and that is what's on. Oh, it's called Deciphering the Message. I think it was in an article that I was reading about this new album that whoever wrote it said that the music, like the more freeform jazz that comprises the album is like a moon to the mind's tide, you know, just kind of, if you let it just slowly kind of shift your thoughts, not in a very significant way, but kind of guide them. And I thought that was a really beautiful way of describing the music. And I think it actually really applies very, very well to Aphex Twin and a lot of his music that I've been listening to a lot recently, especially in the library, playing selected ambient works, volume 1 and 2, especially the second one. That's a lot more ambient and without much percussion at all. And you know, I think the imagery of the music being the moon to the mind's tide is really, really beautiful. So I'm gonna play a song off of that album. I wouldn't say it's my favorite song, but it's one of the only ones that's under like 8 minutes. So I'm not gonna subject you guys to all of that. But here's a 3.5 minute little ditty from Selected Ambient Works, Volume 2. This is Number 6 by Aphex Twin.
Twin.
about 10 seconds into that song, I had some slight regrets of putting it on the radio because it's not a radio-friendly song in the slightest. It feels very weird kind of listening to that song in a single like format. And if I'm not like, you know, sitting down to meditate, but whatever, you guys have heard it now and, should check out the rest of the album, Selected Ambient Works Volume 2. Yeah, definitely kind of strange to, just sit in front of my computer and hear that. But if you close your eyes and, you know, let it just pass through you, then I think it's very effective. All right, back into the spirit of this Alex G concert I'm going to. I'm going to play one of the many songs that are on YouTube unreleased by him. He has so much music that's just not on those friggin' streaming services that we all are chained to. So, going on YouTube to play this song, Pretend. Yeah, let's check it out. Hopefully we don't have an ad. Otherwise, it will be muted for a little bit. But let's see. Alex G, Pretend.
Crack a rib when I get home. I'm gonna bury you in my favorite hole. I made a bloody mess in the kitchen sink. I tried to fix myself. They said,
Alex G, Pretend. Go check it out on YouTube. Man, those lyrics just really, really, really hit me. I had some goosebumps through a lot of that, but we're through it now. All right, next up, I'm going to play a song from, well, so Robert Plant and Alison Krauss came out with an album in, I think, 2009 called Raising Sand. And it actually won, oh, 2007. Not that it matters at all, but it won the Grammy for Album of the Year, which I hadn't even heard of this album until like 2 weeks ago when they came out with a new album called Something Else. Raise the Roof is what it's called. I haven't actually listened to that one, but I have been listening to Raising Sand a little bit. I mean, it frustrates me to know that this was the greatest, I guess not the greatest album of the year, but the album of the year for the Grammys, because it was in the same year as The Carter Three by Lil Wayne, which is possibly his best album, and he is, you know, one of the greatest rappers of all time. So, I mean, it's just another, I mean, especially in 2007, the Grammys were overwhelmingly white and not catering to or recognizing hip hop as very valid. But regardless, you know, there's still some notable music that was coming out of here. So this is a good one. It's a nice bluegrass folk tune called Polly Come Home by Robert Plant of a little band fame called Led Zeppelin and Alison Krauss. Here we go.
Come.
was Polly Come Home, a Robert Plant, Alison Krauss from their album Raising Sand. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've been kind of playing some chugging tunes that really slog along. So we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit with another recent release by the excellent electronic producer Kay Trinata. He came out with a little 3-song EP. They're all really great. But this song in particular, I've been playing a lot. The EP is called Intimidated, and this song is called Intimidated. And it's featuring Her, H-E-R. I think it's really great. Great, you know, like party anthem. So here we go with Intimidated by Kay Trinata featuring Her. And with Intimidated by Kay Trinata, that's going to wrap up the show for this Tuesday evening. Once again, you're listening to Satellite Radio on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Paul Johnson, a.k.a. DJ PJ. And as I said earlier, I'm not going to be here next week, sadly. But that means it's just going to be even more of a banger the week after, which I think is the last one of the semester. Incredibly, it's just blown by. So I hope you guys enjoyed this show, and I will see you in 2 weeks have a wonderful rest of your night. Peace.